This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during his visit to Telangana today, announced the formation of a national turmeric board and also a 900 crore rupee worth Samakka Saraka Central Tribal University in Mulog. Earlier, after reaching Hyderabad, Mr. Modi dedicated and laid the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects worth more than 13,500 crore rupees in sectors like road, rail, petroleum and natural gas, and higher education. During the program, the Prime Minister also flagged off a train service, Hyderabad-Kachegoda-Raichur-Hyderabad-Kachegoda train service from Krishna Station through video conferencing. The train service will connect Hyderabad, Rangareddy, Mehboob Nagar, Narayanpet districts in Telangana with Raichur district in Karnataka. The service will provide first-time rail connectivity to several new areas in the backward districts of Mehboob Nagar and Narayanpet. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of key road projects that are part of Nagpur-Vijayawada Economic Corridor. The projects include 108-kilometer-long four-lane access-controlled greenfield highway from Warangal to Khammam section of NH-163G and 90-kilometer-long four-lane access-controlled greenfield highway from Khammam to Vijayawada section of NH-163G. These road projects will be developed at a total cost of about 6,400 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi today led the nation in Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan by joining a mega cleanliness drive ahead of Gandhi Jayanti. As part of the Ek Tarikh, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath initiative for cleanliness, people across the country today participated in a mega cleanliness drive on the clarion call of Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Modi had appealed to the citizens for 1 hour of Shramdan for the cleanliness drive at 10 this morning to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his birth anniversary. Citizens from all walks of life took part in cleaning activities at public places, including market spaces, railway tracks, water bodies, tourist locations, and places of worship across the country. In the national capital, BJP President J.P. Nadda, Union Ministers Bhupendra Yadav, Dharmendra Pradhan, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Hardeep Singh Puri, Meenakshi Lekhi, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, and other leaders participated in the Swachhata Abhiyan. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said that the Modi government has built 12 crore toilets within just 3 years. More than 7 lakh events took place today for the mega cleanliness drive across the country. Over 6,40,000 sites were adopted for Shramdan from urban and rural India under this mega cleanliness drive. In Rajasthan, the Election Commission has completed all the required preparations for the ensuing assembly election. The full team of Election Commission has expressed satisfaction over the preparedness. The Commission is on a 3-day visit of the state to assess the preparations. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has made an appeal to the youth and women voters to go for the poll at the maximum extent. Addressing a press conference in Jaipur today, he said that 21,90,000 people are first-time voters in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. In Rajasthan, Mr. Modi will dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for various development projects worth about 7,000 crore rupees in Chittorgarh. During his visit, he will dedicate the Mehsana-Bhatinda-Gurdaspur gas pipeline, built at a cost of about 4,500 crore rupees. He will also dedicate the LPG plant of HPCL at Abu Road. In Madhya Pradesh, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development initiatives worth around 19,260 crore rupees in Gwalior. He will dedicate to the nation the Delhi-Vadodara Expressway and will also lay the foundation stone for five different road projects. Asian Games 2023 has entered its 8th day at Hangzhou, China. The Indian contingent has so far bagged 42 medals, 11 gold, 16 silver and 15 bronze so far. The country currently stands at the 4th position on the leaderboard. The latest medal was bagged by ace Indian shooter Kainan Darius Chennai in the men's individual trap final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.